One of the most recent and recurring headlines in the past few years has been the skyrocketing cost of electricity, and farmers amongst those who have been suffering the most. That's why farmers like John Elder from Narromine in New South Wales Central West have been looking for new solutions. He manages a cotton farm irrigating with bore water. He told Sally Bryant he's in the process of installing a pretty big problem solver on their farm.
What we're building here on Waverley is Australia's biggest diesel solar hybrid bore. It's the ground mounts for what's about a hectare of solar panels. And this is going to be driving a diesel solar hybrid bore that's going to get pump about 15 megs a day using both the energy from the sun and from the diesel. We think we're going to halve the amount of diesel that we use to pump our water licence. And based on that alone, those diesel savings, we think we're going to have a payback period for this development about 5 years.
So what was the thing that made you jump? You know, this is obviously something you've been thinking about for a little while.
There's a couple of things that made us jump. First of all, there was a farmer nearby here, Andrew Gill, who put in place a smaller system like this, but it proved the concept. And he was very generous with his time, and that really helped us get us across the line. The second was much harder. It was finding people to install this who had both the expertise in the pumps and also the solar energy generation side. There only seems to be really one of those guys at the moment, Reaqua, who can do that sort of work, and that's really got us over the line.
Now, what's the process been in designing this, in getting it from the drawing board to here in the mud?
So most of the technical side, you'd have to have a chat to Reaqua about that and all that. But for us, it's been a two-stage process. The first stage is changing out our old diesel engine and putting in place an electric engine with a diesel generator. That stage we've gone through a season with that stage, and we're already getting reduced fuel usage from that alone. Like, it's a much more efficient system. The next stage we're doing now, that's getting the solar set up and getting those two parts to talk to one another so that we can, if you like, blend those energy sources of diesel and solar power and pump 24 hours a day.
So how big a factor in all of this has been the price of power and the price of diesel?
Yeah, it's the predominant factor. Like, there's a lot of benefits to this project, but it's ultimately a cold, hard business decision. It takes about 100 litres of diesel per megalitre of water that we pump out of the ground. So in rubbery terms, that's about $100 a meg. So if we were to pump our water licence, that's 350,000 litres of diesel a year, and we think we'll halve that with this development.
Now, it's got to have an impact on the environment, obviously.
Yeah, look, that's something we're really excited about. We think that we will save more than 500 tonnes of carbon emissions a year with this, and that's about the equivalent of about 75 Australian households each year. This development's got a 25-year lifespan, so times that by 25. So whilst the economics stack up, the environmental benefits of this, it's part of the ongoing step changes that we're doing in agriculture and the cotton industry as well in moving towards sustainability. So, yeah, we're really excited about that.
So is there any inducement? Is the government providing any assistance for you in recognition of the environmental benefits?
Yes. We generate an income stream from the sale of large-scale energy certificates for this. And over 5 years, that's in the vicinity of about 120, 130 grand. So that's helped us out a lot in getting across the line. But that payback period of 5 years, we've been reasonably conservative on that. That's just from the diesel savings alone.
You've just said you're having a pretty good year this year. It's been a pretty good year for cotton. What are the tax implications then of putting in something like this?
Well, because it's related to irrigation development, it's 100% tax deductible in the first financial year. So that helps out the numbers as well.
In terms of development of this sort of technology, I've heard people say that it's almost reaching critical mass now, where the amount of work that's going in is helping the industry advance more quickly, that the development of the industry and the development of the potential is ramping up. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, look, very much so. What's exciting about this development, we're able to say, look, this is the biggest diesel solar hybrid bore in the country. What's exciting is that's a record we're not going to hold for very long.
So he holds a record, but he reckons not for long. Narromine cotton farmer John Elder speaking to Sally Bryant.